This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined this week by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for them, our telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ and Malia, how are you guys doing this week?
Great, how are you?
Doing well. Malia, how you been?
Excellent.
Great to talk with both of you. Don't forget, as we do today's program, at the end of the show, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Home Depot. Who couldn't use that? I will tell you this. Listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. And, of course, we'll explain how you can win that $25 gift card a little bit later on in the program. Again, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer it for you. You can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's all one word, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also pick up the phone and give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And before we kind of get into this week's topic, let's talk a little bit about Klaus Financial and talk a little bit about the how, the when, and the where Klaus Financial can help people.
I think this is a really good point to address with our listeners, and that's that you wonder sometimes, how do I get started with someone, especially someone I don't know? Having someone sit down with me and look at my retirement and what it's going to look like. So when we talk about the how, when, and where, what we're talking about is how can you do this and be comfortable. It's simply a first meeting, complimentary. You can schedule with us at any time, and we'll just take a look at where you're at with things and hopefully be able to give you some guidelines and a path maybe to work towards. Ideally, the when is we'd like to see people 5 to 10 years out previous to their planned retirement. Obviously, we do work with folks into retirement and well past that, but the sooner the better. We've said that on the show almost every single week. Sean is one of those people who's planning ahead, right, Sean?
Yes.
So the sooner the better. The where, we have an office located in Fitchburg, which we meet clients at, and also one in the State Line area down in Loves Park, Illinois. So another good way to connect with us besides listening to Money in Motion is certainly to go to our website, klausfinancial.com, and on there you can sign up for our weekly market pulse and also see our listen to our podcast on there. So a lot of different ways to connect with us and kind of kick the tires, as CJ likes to say every week, kind of get to know who we are, our philosophy, and maybe we can sit down and assist you.
And that kick of the tires is cool, too, because it doesn't cost you anything, does it?
Yeah, don't kick me. Just kick the tires.
And you can do that complimentary for that first meeting at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, if you'd like to get to know them, they'd love to get to know you. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about them there. You can also, as Malia pointed out, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. I'm signed up for it. A lot of really good information. It's once a week. It's not spammy, anything like that. You simply get some information, valuable information. Just get to klausfinancial.com. Social Security and all the questions are revolving around Social Security. Let's talk about some of those more common questions. You know, a lot of people have similar questions when it comes to Social Security and planning for retirement. What are some of those that you guys hear?
Yes, so Social Security is going to be a part of just about every American's life, or at least we hope it will be if it remains solvent over the years. And actually, let's start there. So we're going to start with a myth, which the first myth is that, oh, Social Security won't be there when I get there. Well, that seems very unlikely. As a matter of fact, we watch Congress pretty closely on this. And there really has been no talk that we're aware of relative to getting rid of Social Security. Now, there has been all kinds of talk around changing the way in which it's paid out, maybe changing the full retirement age, maybe even doing a means testing on it. By the way, I'm not a huge fan of that, but those are all things that have been brought up. But the notion of it not being there is pretty unlikely. And as a matter of fact, for those who are over the age of 50, it seems quite certain that not only will it be there, but it'll be there in its current form. Now, With that out of the way, some other things to be aware of as it pertains to Social Security, and we've talked about this in previous shows, is that age 62 is the earliest that you can draw it unless you're a widow. If you are a widow, you can draw it as early as age 60. Or if you qualify for Social Security disability, then you can qualify for even earlier. But generally speaking, most people are going to qualify for it at age 62. Now, that doesn't mean you should necessarily pull it at age 62, because for every year that you leave it alone between 62 and 70, it grows by about 8% a year. That's pretty significant. Yeah. So if you can afford to wait, 62, 63, 64, it can benefit you. Now, what they call full retirement age, or FRA, is between 66 and 67 for all Americans, depending upon when they were born. And finally, the last age where those 8% credits continue is age 70, meaning after the age of 70, those DRCs, delayed retirement credits, stop. So so there's a few other things we'll cover here as it pertains to Social Security, but maybe I'll let Malia start chiming in.
Well, I think people always want to know how their Social Security benefits even calculated. And so what we tell you today is not necessarily what's going to happen 5 years from now. This is something that's a moving target. So as of today, what they do is they look at the highest 35 years of your pay that you've had. They adjust it for inflation, and that's how they're determining what your actual benefit's going to be. Now, looking at the average benefit across the nation right now, it's around $1,300 a person is average. So if you have a married couple, you're probably bringing in $2,500 a month. And one thing we like to point out is as you are planning for your future retirement, and I'm the one who likes to look at things realistically, something might happen down the line and you may only have one of those Social Security incomes if someone passes away. So that's a really important factor. As CJ said, many, many people depend on Social Security kind of being as the whole guideline for their income. If we take out one half of that picture, we better have something else, whether it be a pension, whether it be investment income, to be able to supplement that difference. It's really, really critical. Another common question people have is, I haven't been getting those Social Security statements in the mail anymore. Those kind of come and go. And really, the best resource right now we like to direct you to is SSA.gov. That is a secure website provided by the government. You can go on there, set up your own account, and actually see what your Social Security is going to be projected at given what your previous years of employment income have been. So I'd like people to constantly go to that once a year, make sure it's updated and it looks like what you believe, and that will help you and maybe your advisor look at your potential future retirement income.
And again, that website, ssa.gov.gov, ssa.gov. A lot of great information there. Of course, don't forget about Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the next half hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. Also, we'll be taking more of your calls at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Got our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial, to answer those questions for you. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll talk a little bit more about Social Security, when and how do you apply for benefits, as we continue our conversation with our friends from Klaus Financial here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this week by our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ from Klaus Financial. Of course, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can call their office here in Madison, telephone number 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Of course, you can set up an appointment, not going to cost you anything for for that first meeting. Get to know each other. Again, the number 442-5637. And don't forget also with that number, it's the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week number. We'll explain how all of that works a little bit later in the program. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Before we get back to our conversation about Social Security, John calls with a very timely question. John, welcome to the program. You are on with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I've been retired now for about 5 years. I'm 63, and I'm living on a pension. I haven't taken Social Security yet. My wife still works part-time, so we're able to get by with my pension and what she earns.
Yep.
But I'm just debating about if I should start taking Social Security, because every year I wait, I know I get 8% more, but I'm losing out on $10,000 a year by not taking it now. And if I wait longer, just that would take a long time to recuperate all the money that I could have gained had I taken it now. So I'm kind of in a quandary here, deciding what I should do.
Absolutely. John, I feel like we should have paid you to call in and ask this question. I mean, this is fabulous, and I hope people are listening intently to what John is asking. So he is identifying a very critical element here, which is effectively, it grows by 8%, but I'm foregoing cash flow. And so when does that break even for me? Well, actually, John, there's some pretty interesting calculators out there that can tell you this kind of information. And to kind of simplify it and break it down for people, if you decide to wait and instead of drawing at 62 and you wait till say 66, which would be John's full retirement age or somewhere around there, then he has bypassed 4 years of wages or 4 years of Social Security payments. Therefore, the question is, well, now he's going to have a higher payment at 66, but how long would it take him to quote unquote catch up? And the break-even ages for just about everybody are between 78 and 80. So, John, that hopefully should give you a little bit of insights, meaning you would need to live to at least somewhere between 78 and 80 years old before you would even break even with having drawn earlier. So what you hear a lot of people say is, well, as long as I have longevity in my genes, as long as I anticipate I'm going to live longer, then maybe it makes some sense for me to wait. But if I have a chronic illness or if my, you know, parents didn't live very long, then drawing earlier might make some sense. But from what you're explaining to me, of course, I can't give you formal suggestions, but from what you're explaining to me about your current income sources, I could see why waiting or why you are waiting at this point.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm just thinking, too, though, I'm in very good health, but at the same time, if, say, I had a car accident or something happened to me, then my wife would lose out as well. In fact, if I don't take it now and if I do die, would my wife still get my Social Security or would she have to live just on her own?
Another awesome question. My goodness. The answer is your spouse will get all of hers or all of yours, whichever is greater. Now, that's assuming you've died. Okay, so meaning you're exactly right, John. You haven't pulled yet. You're 63, 64, you've been waiting to pull your benefit, you suddenly die without having pulled, well, does she lose out on your benefit? And the answer is no. Now, she won't get a duplicate benefit. She won't get hers plus yours, but she will get the higher of those two. So, gosh, awesome questions. Thanks so much for asking them.
John, great question. Thank you so much for calling. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial answering your questions this morning. Speaking of Social Security, and John, as I mentioned, very timely question. I think we kind of covered the when. How do you apply, though? When it comes to getting those benefits, how do you go about that?
Well, again, this is something you can actually call and schedule an appointment, and just making that call might take you an hour to get through, so not necessarily the best choice. The easier way is to go online and apply for benefits, and generally we recommend be looking at doing that maybe 3 months before you want your payments to start. So go to ssa.gov, has a simple online application, and take care of it that way. The other point we wanted to make is currently the maximum Social Security benefit payable, depending, of course, as we said about your earnings, right now the maximum benefit's about $2,600, and the the if you retire at full retirement age, and at age 62, the maximum benefit's around $2,100. So that's where you're seeing the difference here, waiting, and if it makes sense, at least in today's dollars. So I think the next thing we wanted to talk about today was how large is Social Security, and we had to dig really deep for these statistics. Social Security Administration, who is the commissioner? I mean, I didn't have answers to this myself till I went digging, and currently that commissioner, who has a very, very powerful job, her name is Carolyn Colvin. She oversees 60,000 federal employees nationwide, and another 18,000 of state employees. So big responsibility. And they're the ones who are looking at making medical determinations for disability and looking at the Social Security income side of things. And believe it or not, today, Social Security pays out more than $800 billion each year in monthly benefits. And that includes the disability payments as well, to more than 60 million people here in our country. So when I look at that responsibility of that person overseeing all of this, I'm glad I don't have her job. Let's just start there. Well, so again, that is the reason we'd like our listeners to go to ssa.gov. Make sure your statement says what you believe it does, because boy, there's a lot of statements out there, and it's obviously easy for something to get a little transposed, I suppose.
Well, so let me just say to people, Malia looked up the statistic of $800 billion being paid out each year in monthly benefits, and it was so large, I said, is that right? That just doesn't seem right. So we stay pretty much on top of what maximum monthly benefits are in age 62, 66, but the amount that pays out per year, that was such a mind-boggling number that I really question if it was right. And it is. It is over that number, believe it or not. So now here's another interesting fact, everyone, about Social Security. You pay in about 6.5% of your own pay into Social Security, and your employer pays in another 6.5%. And then there's Medicare on top of that. And those two combined are called the FICA tax. But if you think it through, you're paying, call it 13% approximately of your wages into Social Security between you and your employer. Now, let me ask you this. If you were putting 13% of your pay into a 401k plan, do you think you would have a statement on that? Do you think you might have online access? Do you think you might monitor it? And the answer is usually, although not always, but usually, absolutely, right? You'd be looking and saying, look, I have 100,000, I have 200,000. And yet what's amazing is, I don't know what the exact stats are, but maybe 80 to 90% of the people that we meet with go, I don't know, I haven't seen a statement, I don't even really know what my benefit is. And I go, whoa, you've got 13% of your pay going into this future benefit. You don't know how it works. You don't know when you're going to pull it. You don't know what the benefit's going to be. I really encourage you, go to ssa.gov, go through the steps of creating the username and password, and then monitor them. Make sure they are getting your actual wages calculated properly for your future benefit.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't cost anything for that first appointment to get to know them. They'd like to get to know you. Again, the number 442-5637. Also, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We will also talk about buying credits. Is that possible? We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial's office telephone number is 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning. Some staggering facts in that last segment. Don't forget, as always, if you miss part of the show or miss a show, you can, of course, go to klossfinancial.com as well and download the podcast. Let's say we go to the website. We go to ssa.gov. We get some information. We say, ooh, that's maybe not as much as benefit, not as much as I'd like. Are there ways to buy credits or do anything else to make that amount higher?
Legal ways. We're only talking about legal ways.
Go ahead, Malia.
The reason we bring up this question is because we do see sometimes that people are able to buy back service credits if they're working for a government institutional position, buy back credits for certain years if they were a teacher that they perhaps were off having children and so forth. So it's a really good question, and the short answer is no, you cannot. You cannot buy credits. You have to actually earn them. And we do spend time with people who perhaps are self-employed and perhaps their credits aren't what they need to be, and make suggestions to them that they better make sure they're paying enough into Social Security so that their credits have increased so they have a decent monthly amount.
Well, and so let me just remind everybody, Malia went over this earlier, but, you know, how do you qualify? Well, it's they call it 40 quarters or 10 years is the minimum amount of wages you have to have over a lifetime to qualify. Otherwise, your Social Security statement might show basically blank. It might show you don't qualify. Now, some people will say, well, but I've worked for, 15, 20 years. And you say, well, yeah, but 10 of those were in a job that didn't contribute to Social Security because you were part of a, municipal program that put money into a separate pension plan for you. So you have to have 40 quarters or 10 years of a job that contributed to the Social Security system just to qualify. But then you say, well, then how do they come up with my calculation of my benefit? Well, that's based on a 35-year average of your highest wages. So let's assume you worked for 40 years. They're going to take the 35 highest years to get your benefit calculation.
Benefit.
That's right. So sometimes you'll hear people say, well, gosh, that means that I don't want to retire, at 62, let's say, and then work a really low paying job for the last 2 years before I pull Social Security, because that would mean it would reduce my benefit. And honestly, folks, that's usually not the case. Certainly, you could have some minor effect, but when you're taking a 35-year working average, if you decide to take a lower-paying job the last couple of years before you pull the benefit, the impact is going to be negligible, maybe even nothing. So, by the way, that's kind of a complex topic. If you have more questions about it, you can give our office a call.
What about with somebody that maybe we talked about some of the credits? What about if you're married, and you have no Social Security benefits coming for yourself? You got anything you can do there?
This is really interesting, actually. The answer could be yes. So it's quite often where we will see a second marriage as an example, and maybe I'll pick on the husband. Maybe the husband never qualified for benefits, but the wife was an executive and has really high benefits. And ultimately you go, well, gosh, he's not going to get anything. Well, as long as you've been married for at least a year, your spouse can get all of their benefit or half of yours, whichever is greater.
Oh.
Now, in the example that I just gave where the husband didn't even qualify, then all of his benefit would be zero, right?
Yes.
And half of his spouse's would be, of course, greater than zero. So he would actually get half of his spouse's benefit, meaning the wife would still get 100% of hers. But the husband would get to almost, it seems like a double dip, he would get to take half of her benefit as well. Now, there is some age discounting factors there if the husband and wife are different ages, but that generally is the way the formula works. So some people go, why is Social Security struggling financially? And I would say that's one of the reasons. Because people who maybe didn't work at all throughout their lifetime, if they married somebody who had high wages, can get a benefit.
Marry for love, right? It's all about love.
Yes, exactly.
There's, I hear the pavement pounding right now with people who are thinking.
He's CJ Claus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Claus Financial. You can find them online, ClausFinancial.com. ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information about Claus on the website. Also a chance to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A lot of great information there. Again, the website, ClausFinancial.com. The telephone number for Claus Financial, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. 5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to answer the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many dollars per year does Social Security pay out in monthly benefits for 60 million recipients? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. Don't forget that number, 442-5637. Set up an appointment at Kloss Financial. You can also find them online, klossfinancial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.